Even though we have microphone problems and I'm using the backup plan, there will still be a sermon. And I'm glad, especially on this Sunday, because the words that we just heard are some of the most majestic in the entire New Testament. And they have great wisdom, especially for married couples, whether you're married 1 year or 50 years. If you're 51 years, you're out of luck, but 1 through 50, really good. I live this gospel a lot because I've done close to 1,000 weddings in my career, almost 1,000 weddings. So I love talking with engaged couples, and this gospel always comes to mind. And I often ask couples, when did you first know that this was the one? When did you first sense that this was the one that you were going to marry? And a different combination of words, but they will say something along these lines. This person knew everything about me, all my good points and all my bad points, and they still love me. It's a very satisfying feeling when someone knows everything good and everything bad and still loves you. That's a very satisfying, very powerful event. And the second thing they'll say is, I can talk about any topic with my spouse, my engaged lover. I can bring up any topic. There's nothing off the table. I think those two things are kind of signs that I like to see when I'm talking to an engaged couple and I feel kind of confident that they're going to do well. But there's something else that they do almost by accident, and they don't know how powerful it is. And it's kind of referred to in this gospel. You know, these couples have important things to talk about. What kind of family will we have? Where will we live? What kind of income will we have? What about relationships with our in-laws? All kinds of really, really important questions. And engaged couples will do something naturally that I wish they would continue after they're married. And what they do beforehand is when they have a really important topic to talk about, they rarely call up the other person and say, I want to talk about this right now. Actually, that's never a good thing, because we don't have the right to command another person's attention, married or not. But what they will do is they say, I have something really important to talk about. Let's set up a date Friday night, or Saturday night, or Sunday night, or tonight. And by having that time by arranging a specific time and place later on, they both have prepared themselves to not only talk well, but to listen well. Because they've set up this time in which they both mutually agreed to have this intimate talk. That's really powerful because people are almost never on the same intimate level at the same time. When one person really wants to talk about something important, the other person wants to watch TV. I'm sure that's never happened to you. But if you set up a time, then both people are mutually agreed to talk about something really important, and they can talk well, and most especially, they can listen well. So that's a very good advice, and people think that's good marriage advice, except that it actually comes from a much deeper source. It actually comes from a much more profound source. That bit of advice, to set up a time and place to talk about something intimate, is actually one of the Ten Commandments. Sometimes when I ask married couples which commandment it is, they'll say, thou shalt not murder. No, that's not it. This is actually one of the Ten Commandments. To set up a time to have a very special, intimate conversation where people are mutually agreed to have this time, that's actually one of the Ten Commandments. Keep holy the Lord's Day. God Himself is saying to us, I want to set up a special time with you in which we will have an intimate talk, and it's called Sunday. Sunday is our date. Sunday is our date that God says, you speak to me about your most intimate thoughts and secrets, and I will share with you my most intimate person, the person of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And now I know why Jesus says all these words in this gospel. Because this gospel is the words of Jesus that he speaks at the Last Supper. This is the beginning Mass. This is the very first Mass. Jesus speaks these words about speaking to each other intimately at the Last Supper. So he's saying to his disciples, I want to see you every 7 days. Every 7 days, once a week, I want you to come here and experience the Eucharist, and you tell me your most intimate stories, and I will tell you my most intimate story, which is the person of Jesus, and our relationship will last forever. Whether it's 1 year, or 50, or however many years, this is the secret to lasting happiness. The Mass really is the school of love, where we really understand how it happens. And Jesus wants to make sure that we never let more than 7 days go by where we have this most majestic date of intimate talk, your heart to Jesus and Jesus' heart to you.